Snowmobilers have a lot of room to roam, with 13 snowmobile complexes available statewide. We'll meet you at the trailhead next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Great snowmobiling opportunities await ahead as Utah's 13 complexes begin grooming operations. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation highlights a few destinations.
Yeah, we have 13 different complexes. They range mainly from, I should say not mainly, but we have one on the Uintas, which is operated in conjunction and partnership with the Evanston Mountain View Ranger District. They perform the grooming. They're at a Bear River service. And then we have the Logan Canyon Complex, which goes from Franklin Basin to Tony Grove to the Sinks area, on over to Temple and Cottonwood Canyons. They have the Hardware Ranch Complex, which ironically goes right out of Hardware Ranch. Now we're the top names here. Monte Cristo, which ties into the Hardware Ranch and Logan Canyon Complex. Then we have Mirror Lake, Soapstone area, the Chalk Creek area, Wasatch Mountain State Park has a grooming operation based out of it. Strawberry, Fish Lake, Cedar Mountain Complex. We're working with a partnership opportunity now with the town of Bryan Head, who assist in grooming operations for snowmobilers to access the town of Bryan Head services, along with a private provider there that offers up snowmobile rentals. And then we have Duck Creek Village. And we also have the Skyline Complex, which is probably one of the most underutilized complexes within the state. And the reason why I say that is it's not that far to Fairview from the Wasatch Front. We have the Mount Nebo Complex.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.